Hello and welcome to my video. My name is Chuck Holmes. Today I want to share my thoughts on what an MLM broker is and talk about buying or selling an MLM downline. If you've spent any time in network marketing, there's a good chance you've never even heard of this, even though it's a big business. Lots of people sell their downline. Lots of people buy someone else's downline. It's actually quite common, even though it's not normally public knowledge. What I want to do first is talk about what a broker is. When I think of the word broker, I think of insurance broker, I think of real estate broker, and now we have a network marketing broker. And a broker is someone really that connects two parties. They connect a buyer and a seller. They're kind of like a middleman. They have specialized knowledge and expertise in the field that they're specializing in. Usually they earn a commission for what they're doing, and they facilitate transactions. When it comes to a MLM broker, an MLM broker is someone who connects someone selling a downline with someone who wants to buy a downline. They could be a lawyer, they might be a CPA, they might be a coach, they might just be an experienced network marketer, someone who's been in the industry for a while and they understand the intricacies of network marketing. There aren't a lot of people who advertise themselves as an MLM broker, but if you do a quick Google search, you might be able to find someone. If you can't find a MLM broker, you can find a broker, someone who's accustomed to buying and selling businesses, being that middleman, and they can help you through this process as well. Next, I want to talk about selling a downline. We're going to talk about, should you sell it? How much is your downline worth and how to sell it? I actually get a lot of people who reach out to me, mostly because of this article and some other articles on my website, and they ask me, should I sell my team? I've lost my interest in building a team. I'm generating X amount of residual income. And even though this is not business advice, this is not legal advice, I'm just sharing my opinion right now. I believe that most people, if you're generating a stable, consistent residual income, why would you want to sell it? Why not just shift your focus and do other things and just enjoy the residual income, especially if you spent a while to build it up? For example, if you're earning even $500 a month and you don't have to do really anything to get it every month, why would you give that up? That's $6,000 a year in passive income. That's pretty powerful. You'd have to have $100,000 in an investment earning 6% to generate that same type of income. So I would personally not sell it. However, if you're going through a divorce, you might have to sell it as part of your divorce terms. In most other cases, though, I believe it's better to keep it and then use that money to buy other investments, to buy other assets and create more passive income. How much is your downline worth? And the immediate answer to this question is whatever someone's willing to pay for it. It's kind of like a house. A house can be appraised at X dollars. But when an interested buyer comes through, if they're not willing to pay that price, if they want to pay considerably less, then your house is worth what you can get for it. Sometimes people will offer you more for your house than you have it listed for. There are lots of variables, but the biggest variable is finding an interested buyer with the funds, with the desire to buy your business. Now, once again, I'm not a CPA, I'm not a lawyer, this is not legal advice. But my answer when it comes to how much is a downline worth, in most cases, 12 to 24 times your monthly earnings. So if you're earning $3,000 a month and it's consistent every month, not a 1 month thing, but it's consistent every month, you should be able to get about $36,000 to $72,000 for your business. You might get a little bit more, you might get a little bit less. The major factors other than just the interested buyer is what's the reputation of the company? Is it growing? Is it declining? Is your check steady? Is it up 1 month, down the next, up 1 month, down the next, repeated over and over? Another thing I want to throw out there for people who are in a binary, and I get a lot of people who reach out to me and ask me this. They say, Chuck, I'm in a binary. I got 100,000 people on one leg, none in my other leg. How much is my business worth? And the answer is zero. It's not worth anything. Nobody's going to want to buy that. In most cases. And if they do, they're not going to pay more. They're not going to want to pay more than a couple hundred dollars. Why? Because the business isn't generating any income. Most businesses are valued at a multiplier of what their either their yearly or their monthly income is every month. So just keep that in mind when it comes to pricing your downline. How do you sell your downline? Well, you have a couple options. First, I would reach out to your corporate office and see if it's even allowed. Some companies allow it, some don't. If they allow it, you can ask them what process they recommend that you do, because chances are other people have sold their position as well. They might know someone who's interested. You can also reach out to your upline or a few successful people in your downline, kind of feel them out, see where they're at, let them know what your option is. But that is what I would do. You could also create an article online, or you could create a YouTube video saying, hey, my business is for sale. If you'd like to learn more, please get in touch with me. But I do recommend this. When it comes to selling your downline, I do recommend having a licensed professional or a coach or a broker or someone help you with the process. You also want to get everything in writing. You want to make sure you cover yourself legally. You want to make sure the buyer gets a good deal and you get a good deal. You want all parties involved to be happy. That's the premise of any good transaction. Now, let's talk about when it comes to buying a downline. Should you buy a downline? Well, I got mixed feelings on this. If you are a talented network marketer, and there are a lot of talented network marketers, you should ask your company for a deal, or your potential company that you're interested in, ask them for a position. The worst thing they're going to say is no. But I will tell you this, a lot of companies give people positions who have proven experience in the industry. So if you are good and you've made six figures and you've done it repeatedly over and over in different companies or in different years, I would reach out to the corporate office and talk to them first, because if you can get that deal, it's free. It doesn't cost you anything. If that's not an option, I have found from personal experience, if you're really good at building a network marketing business, you really don't even need a deal. You're just going to go in, you're going to crush it, you're going to build it. You're going to be able to build a large team in 12 to 24 months without spending a dime to buy a team. I'd also throw this out there. If you are not a talented network marketer, if you have no success, if you don't have the skills, if you don't have the right mindset, I would not recommend buying a team. Why? You're probably going to destroy it. You're going to mess it up because you don't know what you're doing. This is the third consideration too. If you're thinking about forking over money to buy a downline, why not just use that money to buy a traditional business or to buy an asset that can create passive income? That's something to consider as well. How much should you pay for a team? It goes right back to the previous question of how much should you sell your team for. Typically, it's a 12 to 24 times the monthly earnings. Now, if your company is on its way out, if your team is declining every month, you're probably going to get closer to the 12 than the 24 times the monthly income. If your company is growing, if they have a good reputation, if your team is growing, you're probably going to get higher, higher or closer to the 24 times your monthly income, maybe even a little bit more if you know what you're doing. But you want to look at the trends. You want to evaluate the company. You want to talk to other top earners in the company. You want to visit different websites in the industry about the company and see what you can find, because if the company's in legal trouble, if they're constantly declining, if sales are way down, your business might be in trouble. And this is what I always like to ask people: find out why the seller is selling their business before you do anything. They might not tell you the real reason, but figure out what it is that they tell you, because most people who have a healthy business, they're not going to sell it. I mean, unless they're going through a divorce. But if you have a substantial passive income, why would you sell it? If it doesn't require time or effort, well, why would you just sell it for a big payday when you have that great cash flow coming in every month? If you go to buy a downline, make sure you get everything in writing. Use a lawyer because they're going to help protect you. If for what it's going to cost you, it might cost you $500 or $1,000. They're going to read the documents. They're going to be your trusted advisor. All people that I've ever met who bought a business or sold a business, they hired a lawyer. They had a trusted advisor, normally a CPA and an attorney, to give them information, to counsel them so that everyone is protected, so that the deal is locked in tight and it's a done deal. So these are my thoughts on buying or selling a downline. Your other option is just keep your business, enjoy the money, invest it elsewhere. Or if you're someone who wants to build a business, just build it from scratch. Get it done. Put in 12 to 24 months of elbow grease, work hard, get your foundation built, get your company built. And here's the last thing. If you're going to buy a downline, try to do it in a company that's been around at least 10 years. You don't want to buy a downline with a new startup company that's been around 12 months and you don't know what's going to happen with it. If the company's been around 5 minimum, ideally at least 10 years, there's a good chance the business is going to continue. I mean, it's not a guarantee, but it's high likelihood that you're going to buy in a good company. So I hope you got some value out of today's training. If you have any questions about this subject, you can leave a comment on this video. Don't forget to check out the links and the resources in the description box below this video. I'd also appreciate if you could like, comment, share, and subscribe. That'll help our channel out a lot. And I do try to post a new video just about every single day, so please check back often. With that, I hope you have a great day. Thanks again for watching. And as a quick disclaimer, this is not business advice. This is not legal advice. Individual results will vary. This information is for educational purposes only. Thank you. Have a great day.